Welcome to Hot Wax Album Reviews. I'm John the Rock Doctor. These are excerpts from reviews I've just published online at gonzookanagan.com. The purpose of this podcast is to let you hear some of the music I'm talking about, a cut from each album. This way you can decide if it's worth adding to your collection or playlist. Well, let's get started. My first review for today, 662 from Christone Kingfish Ingram. This is on the Alligator label, and it gets 5++ stars out of 5. In 2019, Christone's debut album was my number one record of the year overall. Here in 2021, the now 22-year-old Mississippi bluesman has released another masterpiece. 662 is also the area code of his hometown of Clarksdale, and it's a more mature and personal piece of work, full of startlingly excellent musicianship and the most soulful voice in the blues today. This is a stone-cold killer of an album. Righteous grooves abounding, and an exciting second step in what will prove to be a very long, glorious journey. In 50 years, when they mention great blues albums of our era, this will be talked about first and often, and no doubt Christone will be on stage somewhere, still blazing new trails in the blues. Key cut, Another Life Goes By. Here's Christone Kingfish Ingram on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Where does hate come from? And how can we make it stop? We got to make some changes before somebody else gets shot. We need to pay attention to all the helpless cries. We gotta stop the madness before another life goes by. Been going on for decades. We keep treating people wrong. Why does doing something right take so long? We need to pay attention to the helpless cries. We gotta stop the madness before another life goes by. Time ticks fast, days fly by. It can all end in the blink of an eye. Taught to them. How can you judge someone by the color of the skin? We need to pay attention to the helpless cries. We need to pay attention to the helpless cries. We gotta stop the madness before another life goes by. Another life goes by. Thank you.
My next review today, Razorblade Smile from Emily Duff. It's an independent release, and it gets 4.5 stars out of 5. Emily Duff is no gingham-clad country ingenue with sad tales of unrequited love. Razorblade Smile is about as safe as a nest of rattlesnakes and just as likely to hit you upside the head as a bag of rolled-up quarters. This is real honest-to-God shit-kicking country music. It has the truth and heartbreak of the best country with a decidedly rock and roll attitude. It's fair to say this will likely appeal to people that aren't into country. Key cut, go fast, don't die. Here's Emily Duff on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Clock's ticking, don't be chicken. Going, going, gone, y'all better start living. Get up, get out, why, yes, why? Go fast, don't die. Downhill, built to spill. Let go of it all, now you're digging on the field. Get up and get out, there is no try. Go fast, don't die. Never slow down, never turn around. Maybe hit the ground and run. Reaching for the sky, now's the time to fly. Go fast, don't die. Take the hit, winners don't quit. Move your ass, cause you're sick of this shit. Get up and get out and let. Get high, go fast, don't die. Bring and run, now we're having fun. Leave it on the doorstep for someone. Get up and get out and wave bye-bye. Go fast, don't die. Never slow down, never turn around. Baby, hit the ground and run. Reaching for the sky, now's the time to fly. Go fast.
Next, Rocket Ride from Broke Fuse, an independent release that gets 4 stars out of 5. This album came along exactly 1 year after 2020's excellent Why Should I Be Blue. Like its predecessor, Rocket Ride was recorded at the home of BF mastermind Jay Muna with remote contributions, thanks to COVID, from a variety of musicians. It's also a step forward stylistically and sonically, a sweet trip for blues fans of every stripe. This is hardly down and dirty or hard time blues, it's a rockin' celebration of life. Key cut, Stingray Blues. Here's Broke Fuse on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Come creeping across the floor. Thank you.
my fourth review for today, Modern Primitive by Brandon Isaac. It's an independent release and it gets 5 stars out of 5. I find that with some albums, you have to work to get inside before you can really appreciate what's going on. But that's not the case with Brandon Isaac's new disc. Modern Primitive, with its gentle and unassuming bluesy swing, got me right out of the gate. This is an utterly charming and completely captivating set of songs. I don't use the term wonderful very much, but I can't think of a better way to describe this album. Key Cut, Lost Love, and Loose Women. Here's Brandon Isaac on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Ooh-wee, I got trouble on my mind. Ooh-wee, I got trouble on my mind. Down on my luck, it's alright. Lost love, lose women, hold ties. Well, I must have been crazy, I must have been blind, must have been crazy, must have been blind. Down on my love, that's all right. Lost love, living in a hard time. Only time will tell, but I'm sure I can beat these blues. Tough times don't last, tough people do. Tough people do.
Review? That's what I'm talking about. A new disc from Sean Chambers. It's on Quattro Valley Records, and it gets 5+++ stars out of 5. It's been a while since I've heard a new Sean Chambers record, then he casually comes along with this Hurricane Force punch in the face. That's what I'm talking about. His 8th album is a tribute to his friend and mentor Hubert Sumlin, Howlin' Wolf's lead guitarist. 10 covers and 1 original. I live for those times when a disc grabs me by the collar and says, stop what you're doing and pay attention to this, you MF-er. And this is one of those times. That's what I'm talking about may very well be able to bring people back from the dead. It's that powerful. Key Cut, Sitting on Top of the World. Here's Sean Chambers on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast. Review for today, Edamonanke by Kate Koenig. It's an independent release that gets 3 stars out of 5. This is the sophomore release for the Brooklyn-based experimental folk singer-songwriter. Edamonanke is a sparse and searching piece that is instant good company, but it's also the sort of album that takes a while to wrap your noodle around. It's not for everyone and was never intended to be, but if you're ready to take a deep dive into things that matter, I recommend it. You'll either love it or hate it. There is no middle ground here, and I think Ms. Koenig would be okay with that. Key Cut, Young with Ancient Stories. Here's Kate Koenig on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
When I'm lost, I know love is by an art, young with ancient stories, here before it's born. And when you're here, I see a sun and an eclipse together in one message, that's told through broken lips. I've seen you in the light. I've seen my life in you. I said you were a lesson, but one I thought was new.
Was the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast for this week. Thanks for listening. Questions or comments, come find me on my John the Rock Doctor Facebook page. Many thanks to everyone that sends me the cool music I come here to tell you about each week here on the podcast and in my column at gonzookanagan.com. See you next week with another Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.